For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. A Minocqua man will spend 10 years in federal prison for possessing child pornography. 49-year-old Matthew Coomer will be on supervised release for an additional 15 years once he gets out. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin announced Coomer pled guilty and was sentenced yesterday in federal court. Prosecutors said that in October 27, 2019, police executed a search warrant at Coomer's Minocqua home and seized laptops, hard drives, and storage devices. Law enforcement analyzed some of these devices and found more than 17,000 images of child pornography. They also found videos of Coomer had taken of young children in swimsuits at parks, beaches, and amusement parks. The charge against Coomer resulted in an investigation conducted by the United County Sheriff's Office, the Wisconsin Department of Justice, and the Rhinelander, Minocqua, and Woodruff Police Departments. National Guard troops helped with COVID-19 testing of staff at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in Irma yesterday. It's part of an effort by the Department of Corrections to track and handle any cases of COVID-19 in the state prison system. Ben Meyer explains.
To date, 907 inmates and 238 staff have tested positive for COVID-19 in prisons statewide. Thursday's testing at Lincoln Hills is part of an ongoing effort to identify and respond to the virus, says Department of Corrections Communications Director John Beard.
In this routine testing at Lincoln Hills, we are testing staff members this week. We've had some positive cases among staff, I think five since we started testing, and two of them have been in the past few weeks. Of those five total, four are now listed as recovered as of yesterday afternoon.
None of the inmates at Lincoln Hills has tested positive to this point. Beard says the facility would be well positioned to handle positive cases if they come along.
At Lincoln Hills, it would not be an issue if we did have a number of cases there, because we're talking about 75 youth at the schools right now at a facility that's big enough to hold about 500. It's a large facility, and they do have an entire cottage they have dedicated to quarantine, which they use for quarantining any newly admitted youth who are just coming to the school.
Green Bay Correctional Institution has had the largest number of COVID-19 cases so far. 273 inmates and 37 staff have tested positive. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
The Crandon School District joins the list of area districts that have seen cases of COVID-19. In a Facebook post, the district announced two unlinked cases of COVID-19 were reported Thursday. One case was at Crandon High School and one at Crandon Elementary School. The district is working with Forest County Health Department to quickly identify those who may have been close contacts with those two people. Any students or staff who had close contact will be notified and asked to quarantine. They're also cleaning and disinfecting the school to control the spread of illness. At this point, the district will remain open for in-person student attendance. The Crandon District will continue to sanitize and thoroughly clean the school, as well as enforce social distancing with students and staff. Both President Donald Trump and one of his sons plan campaign visits in central Wisconsin next week. Mike Leishner reports.
Donald J. Trump Jr. will be at the Stony Creek Conference Center in Rothschild on Monday afternoon to discuss his father's Make America Great Again agenda, which, as it turns out, will be the warm-up for the big event on Friday evening, just hours after Trump Jr.'s visit was made public. A Great American Comeback event with President Trump was scheduled for the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. It's the second time in 2 years that the president will visit the venue. He also flew in for a rally in support of statewide Republican candidates Scott Walker, Leah Vukmir, and Sean Duffy in October of 2018. Tickets for both events are free and can be claimed at the Trump campaign website, with a limit of 2 tickets per mobile number.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The U.S. Senate is back in session, and while another pandemic relief package will focus on relief, and another bill aims to boost the number of healthcare professionals by freeing up unused visas for foreign-born physicians. Mike Moen spoke with a Stevens Point doctor who says the move is drastically needed.
Prior to the pandemic, the U.S. was already facing a healthcare worker shortage, and international medicine graduates were helping to close some gaps, especially in rural areas. Dr. Sonal Chandratre, a pediatrician in Stevens Point, says not only are these doctors constantly worried about their immigration status, they can't be dispatched to COVID-19 hotspots where more doctors and nurses are needed.
We are trying to help out, but We are told, no, you just have to be a silent observer because this is what the law is.
The Healthcare Workforce Resilience Act would allocate 40,000 unused visas for international medical graduates, or IMGs, and speed up the application process for healthcare professionals born outside the country. According to the Association of American Medical Colleges, more than 19% of Wisconsin physicians are IMGs. I'm Mike Moen.
Your forecast for tonight, showers moving in mainly after 1 a.m. and the low around 51. Tomorrow, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy fog before 1 p.m. and a high near 61. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.